time for us to talk food. And a little bit later in the segment, we'll be reflecting on the food of France as we welcome a visiting chef who is in Cape Town for a series of workshops celebrating French gastronomy. First, though, it's time to get our weekly update on what's hot and happening on the food scene in Cape Town. Compliments of Eat Out. And just a reminder for those who haven't yet discovered it, that Eat Out is South Africa's biggest guide to restaurants and reviews all over the country. Over 6,000 listings, unbiased reviews, and of course the chance to celebrate our top culinary talent via their annual prestigious awards ceremony, which is coming up just a few weeks from now in November. It's lovely to welcome back to the studio their social media and digital content specialist, Katie Rose. Welcome back.
Hi, yeah, it's nice to see you again.
You too. Katie, the big foodie news of last week was that a second South African chef had been awarded a Michelin star, and we actually caught up with Chef Jean Delporte of Interlude in the UK on Tuesday's show. I've got to add, I heard just before we came to air that there is in fact a third name to add to that list, because another South African born chef also quietly snuck onto that list last week. His name is Conor Toomey. He's head chef at Condita in Edinburgh, Scotland, which was also awarded a Michelin star last week. And the real beauty of his story is Scotland only got two stars, Katie, and one of them went to Condita. The other went to the Isle of Eriska Hotel, which is where Conor worked before he went to Condita.
Wonderful.
So a third feather in the cap for South African chefs. Really, really exciting news. We spoke to Jean last Tuesday. If anybody wants to listen back to that interview, by the way, please look for the podcast on our website and on our app. A few people after that interview, Katie, mailed me saying, why don't we get awarded Michelin stars here in South Africa? Can you maybe just give us some explanation?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So every year when the Michelin stars are awarded, it is the most prestigious award for a restaurant to hold. And there's always a lot of hype and excitement, and it's on social media. And it's not that South African restaurants are not as good as some of the others overseas. It's just that the Michelin Guide doesn't have a presence in Southern Africa and the Middle East. And so they just don't make a publication for our region.
Okay.
So the judges don't focus on our area.
So it's not that they're coming and finding us not worthy
no,
to be in
not
the
at
guide.
All, not
it's
at all.
Just simply that they're not coming.
Yes, okay. It is still a very Western Europe focused. Mm-hmm. For example, they only moved into North America in 2006, so it's quite a new thing for them. And how I like to speak about it a little bit is that even Australia doesn't have the Michelin Guide. Okay. So if you can think of us as similar to them, so we just need to get some of their attention and they can visit us.
Okay. I'm sure you could off the top of your head name half a dozen restaurants here that you think would certainly qualify for
absolutely,
at least one star
yes.
if they were to come here.
So the Michelin star is about a destination restaurant and a place to go for a truly amazing experience. The one that comes straight to mind is Wolfgat in Paternoster that won a bunch of awards earlier this year. But also more of the fine dining ones that we might be familiar with in our city, we just take for granted, I think could be, I mean, I'm not a Michelin judge, I think could be a two or a three star, something like La Colombe or Campers at Verkelichen, or the Test Kitchen even. Really great restaurants that are working on that level. But, you know, we're just a little bit far for their budgets, I think.
Well, we give them an Eat Out restaurant award instead for the time being, at least.
Yes.
Thank goodness for that. So really lots to celebrate. We'll do our best to track down Conor Toomey and see if we can chat to him as well on the show. What really was so lovely to hear from Jean's interview is most of his kitchen team is South African. It's not just about one South African chef in the kitchen. His whole team is from here.
Yes.
Okay.
Birds of a feather.
Absolutely. Well, while we're talking food awards, we have another chance for South Africans to shine, happening literally as we're speaking, Katie.
That's
because
right.
Today is the regional final for the San Pellegrino Young Chef Award. This is, I know, an international competition. It pits chefs under the age of 30. I think they have to have been in the industry working as a chef de partie or something like that for a year before they can enter. And I know this year there were literally thousands of entrants. What is happening right now as we speak?
So, so in our city at the South African Chefs Academy in Woodstock is where they've got the show kitchen all set up. And the 10 contestants from Southern Africa, Middle East, and Turkey will be vying for one spot to attend the grand finale there.
Okay, so it's a big deal. Last year, let me just remind you, it was a South African who claimed the regional title, Busamutsi Ndlovu. We spoke to him on the show last year, I think. He won the Middle East Africa cook-off and went on to represent us at the finale. We're in with a good chance, I would say, because 7 of the 10 finalists for this region are from South Africa. I know we were trying to touch base with one of the judging panel, but unfortunately we're having no luck getting through to her. So I'm going to ask you, Katie, I mean, those 7 out of 10 contestants are from South Africa. I think 3 of them are from Cape Town and surrounds.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a great program trying to inspire young talent and creativity. And the idea is that every entrant has a mentor chef who guides them through the process of developing their dish with different skills and techniques and also some kind of story of place. So we've got three from the Cape Town area. Obviously, the Eat Out Restaurant of the Year, the restaurant at Waterkloof. Mm-hmm. Cavalier Estate in Stellenbosch has also got a representative there today. And Le Coin Francaise in
Franschhoek. Yeah. So really spreading across our whole region, yes, which is lovely. Well, best of luck to those young chefs as they serve up that signature dish. And do we know when we'll know who wins? Is it announced on the day?
So today is the cook-off, and then they present their dishes to the panel of judges, which also include some local chefs like Michelle Taron from Hausendahl Estate will be there. Mm-hmm. And then there's a big gala event this evening, and hopefully we'll get some results then. And Eat Out will be there to break the news.
Okay, so keep your eyes on the Eat Out website for the breaking news, and please drop us a line, Katie, so we can share the good news.
Absolutely,
whoever it may be. Okay. Last thing, just a very quick mention. Mm. Last time you were with us, you mentioned that Unframed Ice Cream in Clough Street had been named the best ice cream parlor in the world by a particular travel website. I mean, it's a tough job. Someone's got to do it. You had the terrible, terrible responsibility of going to do a review this week.
When your editor says, I need you to go eat ice cream.
It's like, oh, if I must.
You just accept it, yes. It's been one of my favorites. I am a big ice cream fan. Salmon is here in the Cape. I've been to Unframed many times, but I popped in recently. If you haven't tried them yet, it is a singular ice cream experience. Their texture and attention to detail and the quality of the ice cream is unbelievable. And they also offer some really great vegan alternatives. So if you're a mixed bunch of people who may be staying away from dairy or eggs, this will be a nice way for you to still enjoy a sweet treat.
Okay, so there's Unframed in Clough Street. They've also got branches, though, in Woodstock and the waterfront,
if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they've got a small stall in the V&A food market close to the aquarium.
Okay, in that I think it's the blue shed.
That
market
area,
section.
Yes.
Okay. What was your favorite flavor? What did you taste?
When it's hot, I really like sweet lemon, which is a lemon sorbet, but just has this moussey, elastic texture that just is, you wish the scoop would never end. But my usual go-to is a sea salt chocolate. So it's a dark chocolate ice cream with a sprinkle of salt in there just to bring through the richness and to balance out the sweetness.
Sounds unbelievable. Thanks for the heads up. Okay, so please visit eatout.co.za for more news. Download their app, of course, to keep track of these and other stories from the foodie world. And a big thank you to Katie for popping in again today. Katie Rose is the social media and digital content specialist at Eat Out. We'll chat again very soon.
Super. Thanks, Pippa.
Thanks.